Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, I noticed that your suitcase was by the door. Have you been on a trip?
Oh, yeah. Patrick, Jim, and I were in Nebraska for a whole week.
Oh, well, that's cool. How was it?
Well, it's not for everyone.
This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us all this week, we have two special guests. We have
Paul Trapp
and
Nick Scalera.
Thanks, guys.
Nick is a local. He lives the Maryland suburbs of D.C. We are now recording this in the Virginia suburbs of D.C., where I live and you live. But Paul has traveled a great distance to be on this show.
Amazing.
All the way from Omaha, Nebraska. As we discussed earlier in the week, that is because of a circumstance with your wife's work, right?
Yeah, she's an interim gig here in D.C.
Yes.
So you're kind of splitting our time.
You're spending big blocks of time here.
That's correct.
You're living in Northern Virginia, correct?
We're living in Crystal City.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I know.
It's close to the metro.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And I think listeners probably will remember Paul may have etched into their memories when he talked about meeting Lucy Dacus' father and kind of reporting back from a concert.
That was great.
That was an amazing.
Yeah, that happened in Omaha, which was weird because they're from Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. So they're Richmond.
She's from Richmond, yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much, Paul. I'm glad you could be here. We figured since he is from another part of the country, it might be good to do an episode focused on music from that place, right? Like we like to do that. We've done that before. We talked to somebody on the phone once about Detroit bands, and that was of course Reed Bramble.
Oh yeah, Reed Bramble, of course.
We put him on the Skype. We could see him there in his log cabin or whatever it was. He is in the wilderness of Michigan, I think it is. No, and he was a great guy, and he talked about some new Detroit bands. So I would like to do that more. So one thing I want to suggest is that listeners, if you want to be on this sort of what we hope to be a recurring segment, talk about bands from your city or state, we would love to do that.
Right.
But since we have Paul here, we're going to talk about Nebraska music.
Think Joe Fleischer, people. You know, Joe is down there in North Carolina, and he's done some great, you know, metal reports. And he was also back at the mother country. And his son, I think, ate a moose pita.
All right. So anyway, thanks, Paul, for being here. We're so happy you're here. And what Nebraska bands should people listen to?
If I could, I'd just like to talk a little bit about Nebraska music.
Yes.
I moved there a little worried moving to Nebraska. Turns out it has a great music scene. It's a very young town. It's very affordable. And I think that leads to a lot of musicians. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of local bands, a lot of cross mingling of talent. There's live music every night of the week. The biggest rock star in Omaha is Warren Buffett.
Is that right?
He's the third richest man on the planet.
Yeah.
And he is a big part of Omaha. I mean, you see him around quite often. Every year he has a shareholders meeting and they fill the arena downtown. 17,000 people cram in and there's an overflow room at the convention center. And he just comes out on the floor, sits at a card table with a spotlight on him and answers questions for 6 hours.
Wow, that's amazing.
Omaha has a alternative music festival every year. And this year, I didn't get to go to it, but the headliners were Weezer, Father John Misty, Hop Along, and TV on the Radio.
Oh, wow.
And a couple of years back, I was at it, and Warren Buffett took the stage, and it was during the presidential election, and he just wanted to get the word out, as Jim did earlier, to get out and vote. Didn't care who you voted for, but exercise your vote.
Yeah.
Then he paused, and he said, I never thought I would say this, but ladies and gentlemen, car seat headrest. And then Will Toledo came out with his band.
Now, is the second biggest rock star in Omaha Conor Oberst?
He is the second biggest, I would say. When I moved to Omaha, people would show us around and said, oh, that's Conor Oberst, Boyhood Home, and that's where his aunt lives. I had no idea who Conor Oberst was.
Oh, really?
And so I went back through my personal history, and when Bright Eyes hit huge, that's when my son was born.
Oh.
And he didn't sleep for 4 years, and I've got a 4-year void of pop culture, movies, TV, I don't know anything about
it.
So Conor's huge. He still lives in town. I was back this summer and went to a dive bar, and he and his friends were playing in a country cover band.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, and they sounded great. They were playing Loretta Lynn and George Jones.
Amazing. Yeah. I love Bright Eyes. This is where Connor's tears watered the grass, and that's why it grows so strongly.
I knew he was a big deal. The first year we were there, he played the art museum at Christmas time, just a small show. And it was sold out. And I went on Craigslist and I found 3 tickets because there were 3 people in our family. And the tickets came from a guy in New York And it was his dream to see Connor Oberst play in his hometown, but he couldn't make it. And he was just glad somebody could use the ticket.
That's amazing.
So, you know, Connor has a big cult following.
Yeah. And obviously Saddle Creek, the label he established, has put out a lot of really good records.
Including Hopalong.
That's right.
Yep. So Hopalong is on Saddle Creek Records. And I remember, was it when we talked with Francis, I think that they talked about spending, you know, time in Omaha, right? So.
And I will say, and I've talked about this on, you know, podcasts here and there, one of my all-time favorite underrated bands of all time, American rock band, is called Lullaby from the Working Class. And they're on Saddle Creek. They put Mike Mogus and those guys put out those records. If you can find them, you know, anywhere. I Never Even Asked for Light is one of the greatest underrated American albums of all time. It's probably in my top 15 records ever.
Well, Saddle Creek put Omaha on the map and had some music. And their other label mates, Cursive, which I've caught up with.
Yeah, cool band.
And The Faint. And I saw Hopalong play a little club in Omaha. And the lead singer took a moment and said how thrilled she was to be in Omaha. She told the story that on prom night, she got stood up. And so instead of being miserable, she just got in a car with friends and they drove around town blasting The Faint.
Nice.
So it's nice to know. Like,
that's very cool.
Yeah, there's that kind of influence there. The other rock star in Omaha is Matthew Sweet, who you got to meet.
Yes.
And he recently moved back, and I was thinking, oh, you know, you're just going to go into a bar, and he's like going to just show up and say, I'm going to try out some new material. I haven't seen that happen.
Yeah.
But he has played a dive bar in town, and that was a great show. Probably the biggest rock star in Omaha is Chip Davis, who you referenced on your novelty song.
Novelty songs, right.
And Chip Davis was an advertising guy who went on to become C.W. McCall with Convoy, which went into detail. Well, when he was in Omaha, he created a series of TV commercials about Old Home Bread. And it was all about a trucker trying to get bread to this diner where there was this girl there who was, I don't know if it was his girlfriend or he had a crush on her or what, but they were so popular in Omaha that the newspaper would list times when the new commercials would come on.
Is that right?
And if you play a little bit of one of the commercials, you'll hear the roots of Convoy.
Okay. Within. I think we have one right here.
Well, trucking Old Home, I was working the blizzard. She is colder than a Minnesota well digger's gizzard. I was up to my drive shaft in 18 inches of slush. Heavy white stuff. I had a jackknife and rig that drove like a sled. Had a busted chain and a load of bread for the Old Home filler up and keep on a trucking cafe. Mavis was snowed in. Well, I stopped my boots off and gave her a grin. Shook out my cuffs and tracked on in. Says, how's about warming up a stool for an Old Home sled dog? Name of CW. Says, I'll tell you what, instead of chewing the fat, I'll fix a 2-on-1. I says, what's that? She says, a pair of fried eggs on a slice of that Old Home stone ground and a quart of hot chili. She says, it's cold outside. I bet your truck won't start. Says, you know what to say. Cold truck, warm heart. Well, she threw me a look that'd melt the crust off a half a loaf of Old Home butter top. Well, it snowed 6 feet up a telephone post, but Mavis and me stayed warm as toast at the Old Home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe. Yeah, Old Home is good bread.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's
that actually
romantic.
Is actually really good writing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
I would want to know when that was on.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Appointment viewing.
They're all on YouTube, so get in there.
Pre-VCR, though, right? Yeah, I had to see it when it came
they're
on.
Little,
yeah.
They're a little scratchy.
That says 1973, Old Home Bread Commercial 1. On the YouTube. So there you go.
Well, Chip went on in the 90s. He came up with the idea to set Christmas music to a kind of a rock beat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm forgetting the name of the band. It's Manchester.
Is it Mannheim?
Mannheim
Steamroller.
Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, he was behind that too.
Oh,
right.
Is that right? I did not know
he
that.
He still lives in Omaha.
Wow.
He has an estate where all the musicians come and work on the next year's show. So it's this time of year. Mannheim Steamroller is barnstorming the nation.
Massive business.
And they have four different bands. So you don't know which one you're getting,
so
but I'm sure.
Spread out. Yeah.
Right, because they only have a short window of time where they could do Christmas concerts, so that way they can.
It's like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, I think so.
So, you know, with all due respect to Connor Oberst, he might be the biggest rock star in Omaha with this man I've seen.
That's pretty huge.
Nick.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm fortunate that there's a gentleman in town, Tim McMahon. He has a website called Lazy Eye, and every day he updates what bands are coming to town and all the local rock news. And boy, every town should have a resource like that. I asked him, he said the next big bands, some of them are the David Nance Group. They just opened for Jack White. They're kind of rockers. Another band called Thick Paint, what I'm unfamiliar with, but I'll bring them up here. So when they're big, you can say you first heard them here on Rock in the Suburbs.
Cool.
So I'm just going to mention a couple of bands that I like. The first one is kind of self-indulgent. They're a band called Millions of Boys. They're power pop rock. They put out an album about 4 years ago, which I just discovered. A couple of years ago, they got back together and did a few shows. I'm going to talk about them here, hoping they get back together and play all the new songs that I got to hear. Three people in the band, two guys and a girl. I really like the episode you had about Elephant out of New Mexico, like regional acts.
Oh, yeah.
This kind of strikes me as the same thing. This first song is called Doug Flynn, and Doug Flynn is a bouncer that came to the rescue of one of the members of the band. So this song is a tribute to them. The lyrics are kind of muffled. They're kind of down in the mix, but you'll hear someone singing Doug Flynn throughout the song, and the drummer does some spoken word talking about the exploits of Doug Flynn. What I can hear from it, he talks about how he threw all the troublemakers out of the bar onto the street, and then he drove them to the hospital in the ambulance because he's such a nice guy. And it's almost more of an instrumental, but it's a great little rocking track. It takes off like a rocket. Should all be so lucky to have our own theme song.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing.
I want to meet Doug Flynn.
Yeah, I love that.
So this band, they have one CD out called Competing for Your Love. I think you can find it everywhere, you know, on the online things. But every song sounds different, but you can tell it comes from the same band. And so I was going to suggest one more. It's called Tonight Tomorrow. It's a little more poppy. To me, it's like the perfect crush song. Just about a guy who his crush may be requited for one night.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's got a lot of the super chunk kind of vibe. Yes. That's never a bad thing.
Absolutely, man.
Well, all three people are still in town, and they're working in different bands and different projects.
Okay.
I just hope they can find a weekend to get all the new stuff down.
Can I ask one question, Paul? Is there a Potbelly in Omaha?
There is not, unfortunately. Oh, we do have Runza.
We can't help you there. Right? No, sorry, we can't help you.
Connections.
So the band is Millions of Boys.
Millions of Boys.
Very cool.
The last one I'll say, he has just put out a EP, Jason Steady and the Soft Ponies. When you see a band live, you like them more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I caught him in a dive bar, and it was fantastic. Here's a song called Here Comes the Wizard Again. And I think it sounds a little like Pavement, but happy Pavement. And my son says, there's not really
the best kind of happy Pavement.
Yeah.
But you may disagree. But anyways, it's a nice little tune.
All wrapped up in octopus arms, all tangled up in tentacles. I'm working on a winter gym. I'm talking backwards, upside up, and I send down the vocal cords. I'm busting out my summer tan. Here comes
I don't think Pavement ever played that much in tune. But that was wonderful. I also heard a little more Mac in that one too,
Yeah, I agree.
Fun stuff.
Really cool.
Well, and I think you guys, you create a very safe space. You can bring new music.
Yes, and, sir.
Feel welcome doing it.
Now, let me ask you this, Paul. When I think of Nebraska, and I'm not, maybe it's the song that comes to my mind, but Josh Rouse. Is he from Nebraska, or is it just dressed up like Nebraska that sticks in my mind? Do you know?
I'm unfamiliar with
okay.
your,
okay. of what you I speak. Know he has a song called Dressed Up Like Nebraska, which is, to me...
I love that song.
It's a great sort of hidden pop gem from the...
2000s, early 2000s?
Early 2000s, yeah. I think is right, Jim. Yeah, probably like 2002, 2003, something like that.
I'm going to look it up.
But man, it's a beautiful tune, and I don't know if... I mean, maybe we could play out with it unless you have something else, but I don't know. I'm just throwing it. That's just came to my mind.
According to his bio on Spotify, it says, born in Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
But then moved to various cities throughout his childhood and subsequent musical career.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a nostalgic tune. It's a really pretty song.
1998.
Oh, 98. Okay. Yeah, me too.
Well, that's good to hear. You know, Nebraska inspires a lot of music.
Yeah,
you know, the certainly. Springsteen album, of course. And our the local newspaper, they ran 25 songs about Omaha.
Oh, like, is that right?
Like, who knew there were 25 songs about Omaha?
Well, and, obviously, Moby Grape. Omaha, which is an amazing tune.
Well, you'd mentioned a caller earlier this week. Talked about Bob Seger.
Yeah.
And he came to town. I had to go see him just so I could scream, you know, east of Omaha during Turn the Page.
Well, this is great.
Ah, fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Let's do more states like Sufjan Stevens. He didn't finish it, but we could.
You've crossed Nebraska off the list.
Yes. I want the listeners to tell us about cool music from your city or state.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be great?
This would be really great.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the safe space. I do think it's one thing I really like about doing the podcast is discovering new music.
That's right. Absolutely.
We love it when we have people who are sort of fanned out across America, other parts of the world even, and they can bring that perspective to us, right?
Totally. As long as you're not bringing Phil Collins up in here. Don't at me, people.
That's a great thing about your podcast, how you've opened it up to listeners for input, and then you've created this great resource.
We can't do this on our own. Are you kidding me?
Oh, hell no. We're not that smart. Our listeners are so much smarter than we are. Just glad you guys
like
are
you,
here
Paul.
So I can drink beer.
So we appreciate that. So thank you
absolutely,
very much.
Absolutely, Paul.
Well, thanks for letting me play those tunes.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's get out of here.
Yeah,
The next 2 days of this week, we're going to do some album anniversaries.
Serious scholarship coming up.
People seem to like that. Yeah, I hope we've carved out some time here.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell people I may cry on one of these.
Okay.
Probably not the one
That's
you
all
think
we need
either.
Is a little
Probably
teaser.
Not the one you think.
Okay. All right. So it's Rock in the Suburbs that I mentioned. Please contact us about bands, artists from your neck of the woods or cities or what have you. You can call 612-440-1984. If you'd rather, you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. Also, please rate and review our show on Apple Podcasts. We don't mention that enough because we don't like to be sort of scolds, but we really need that. We do need that.
Yeah, it's, we super
we
do.
We give this to you for free. Yeah. We feature people we like on the show. Give us a little something in return, right? So, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Nick Sclera.
Paul Trapp.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Like Nebraska lane.
just so paranoid.
Lipitor, 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 three Lipitor. Better than Viagra.